even with a revius, you can't wash four kanim. It says even if you have less than a revius, ubavad shiyu kli sharis, as long as the kli you're using right now is the kli sharis, sakoponim, for sure you see you do not need that much water to wash four kanim. Today's even this, because what the hava mean here, the chura comes out now, it's even less than tefillah shadayim. For regular tefillah shadayim, you have to have at least a revius water. And here you have to wash more than just hands, you have to wash your hands and your feet. If you start out revius, halacha is, you could even wash for two kahanim. We're talking about there was a revius at the beginning of the day. Now one kohen washed, and then a second kohen washed. That's the hava mina.
But even simply it says low
binding shear. Now here, right, you don't need a shear, but that's today's question. How could that be? Madach for regular din of just the tefillah shadayim alone, you need a shear, and here you have to wash your hands and feet. For sure, you should have to have a shear. That's why it says, you have to wash. What's the problem? You don't need a shear. But are you saying that about you, you need the shear of revius? Just like the tefillah shadayim or sheaf, the leftover water from revius is still kosher. See, you have leftover water, but koponim it's a kosher on Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. That he says every kir has to have mamish so much water for four kanim, and here at Samash we don't need so much. So Gemara says, "Amar avada barava bekodeyach betoichai." That what it is, some there's a sprout like coming in, that water is coming in. Rashi says bekodeyach betoichai means kodeyach, you make a hole, you pierce a hole. Doifnot on the side of the kir, betoichai betoichai kli katan, on the side of the kir you put a small kli there. And like here for it, you want to make easy. So on the side of the key, you make a hole there, and sticking out is like a small kli. So his kli is half out, half in. Right? And you bring it out. The kli, I guess it should be, and it's certainly has to be revealed. Inside the kiyur itself, you have to have enough water at least to wash the hands of four kanim. Here, what it meant to say, it's enough of a revius, a less revius, it's the small kli that's outside, half inside, that you only need a less than revius. Now it's not shvetz or kasha. But avada, this water like is really part of the kiyur. It came from the kiyur. Just saying in Kiddush, though, that this little kli outside you could use for kishatayim, for a glayim. All right, we'll stop here. On top. I would just answer the last shayla was that is it true that the Yosef B'chanina said that a kiyur is only kosher, there's enough water inside it to wash for four kahanim? And the question was, we just said, not like that, that the top thing was says, Bain Shem Ben Revis, Ubavad Shiyehei Klisharis, as long as the water comes in a Klisharis, even though there's not even a Revis of water there. So how could you say before that you have to have enough water to wash for four kahanim? So Marin says, "Amr avada bar acho b'kodeyach b'toichoi." They were talking about now here in the kiyur, they made a hole on the side of the kiyur, like Rashi says. They pierced a hole through there, and they put a small kli there. Now in this small kli, half of it is outside, half of it is inside. So even though in this small kli there's only less than a revius water, it's kosher to wash your hands from it. Because inside the kiyur there is the shear of water for at least four kahanim. Now the Gemara asks a question on the Mishnah. The Gemara asks, "I v'har mi menu amar achmano." The pasuk says you have to, the kahanim have to wash the hands from the kiyur mi menu. And in the Mishnah it says we had a ribui that kol kli sharis, any kli sharis you'll have to wash your hands from. The question is why the pasuk says mi menu. So Gemara answers. Amar Achman, the Torah also says Yichatzu. It also says the word Yichatzu. Rashi says the Kavosim Ela Mizbeach Yichatzu, which is Kroy Yaseru with an extra posik. So the extra posik is Marba, another type of a rechitza. That not only a rechitza from the kiyu itself, but from any kli sharis, also it's kosher to make the rechitza. So that's lashon of Yichatzu is Larabba is kli sharis. So that's question: Yochi Yisal Kli Chel Nami. And once you have a ribuy of yichatzu, so any time the kohen washes his hands inside, it should be kosher. Even from a kli chol, like how do you know to say it has to be from a kli sharis, maybe even a Kli Chol should also be enough. So Moran says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says that Kli Chol Lemotis Amrit. No, you cannot say at all that you could wash your hands, the Kohen could wash his hands and feet from a Kli Chol. Why? Mikal B'chayme Mikanoi. I have a Kal B'chayme from the Kanoi, from the base of the Kiyu itself. Uma Kanoi, Maduch, the base of the Kiyu. Shenim Shech Imoi. Like really when you make Mashiach on the Kiyu, it's like one big Kli, the top and the bottom. So they made a Mashiach, the Niskarish, the Mashiachosoi. Both the top part, the Kiyu, and the bottom part, the base. So the Kanoi has Kedusha to it. Uma Kanoi Shenim Shech Imoi. Still, ain't a mikdash, you're not allowed to wash your hands. We'll soon see how we know it. But the kanoi, are not allowed to wash the hands. From the kanoi, if so, kli choyel, a regular kli choyel that has no kedusha at all, she'ena nimshach imoy, that did not receive kedusha, was not anointed with the kiyur. Ain't it didn't, isn't it a svara for sure, she'ena mikdash, that you should not be able to mikdash your hands and feet from a kli choyel? So therefore, kli choyel pshita is out. For the Gemara now, the Kanami Nolan, how do I know this that you're saying? How do I know that the base you cannot use for Kiddush Adar and for Glayim? How do I know the Kanoi? So most of the Tani will learn like this. Rabbi Yehudu and Rabbi Yehuda says, Yochol Yehei Kanoi, Mikadesh, maybe you're allowed to use the Kanoi to make Kedusha to wash hands and feet from. Kederach Shakiya Mikadesh, just like you're allowed to use the water from the Kiyah itself to wash hands and feet, maybe the Kanoi was also Kaddish for Kiddush Yedarim Braglayim. So this we say Talmud Leim, no, the Pasuk comes to teach us, it says V'yosiso Kiyar Nechoshes V'chano Nechoshes. The same Pasuk it says that both the Kiyar is made from copper and the Kanoi, the base, is also made from copper. So Rashi explains really the second word Nechoshes is extra. Like if there's a real Hekish that whatever you could use the Kiyar, you could also use the Kanoi, let it just say once it was made from the Choshes, then we know if the key was made from the Choshes, the Kano should also be made from the Choshes. Since the Pasuk has to say separately that Kiyo and the Choshes and Vechano and the Choshes, so therefore the Gemara says, L'Nechoshos Hekshastiv, Mashmah, the only Hekish means they're only alike for this thing that they're both made from Kappa, but for Loi Ledover Achar, but for nothing else, they're not alike. In other words, even though you're supposed to wash your hands from the Kiyo, however, from the Kanoi, no, there's the miyut that the Kanoi you cannot use to wash your hands. That's what the Pasuk says extra, Kiyo Nechoshes V'chano Nechoshes. To teach us only for Nechoshes you have this, it's Daima, and for nothing else. So therefore, that's my Kal V'chayma, that if a Kanoi you cannot use for Kiddush, for sure and for sure, you cannot use the Kli Choyel to make the Kiddush you're dying for a Glayim with. So this the Gemara answers back, no. Oh, Malay Mazutra Bread, the Rav Mar, the Ravino. I'll ask you a question now. You came on a Kal V'chayma. Maybe Malay Kanoi. You know why the base is different? Shein also L'Toichoi. It's not made to store water inside it. It's made to be a base to hold up the Kiyah. It's not made to hold water inside it. So that's why maybe it's not even called a Kli. That's why you cannot use it for Kiddush. You're dying for a Glayim. But to Yom HaBekli Choy, you want to tell me with a regular Kli Choyol, Sha'asuyi L'Teichoy, that a regular Kli Choyol, Legra Basin, is made to hold water inside it. So maybe that has the same Kli, and maybe from a regular Kli, you could also make Kiddush Adar V'Raglayim. In other words, once the Pasuk says, Yirchatsu, it's an extra Pasuk of Ribui, that you can wash, not only from the Kiyor, but from other Kelim also, so how do I know to say only a Kli Sharis, maybe even a Kli Choyol also? Aye, the Kano is different. That's not even called a Kli altogether. Because the Kano was not made to store water. It was only made to hold up the Kiyo. So more answers like this. Ela rather, mimenu lemute Kli Choyel. The Pasuk does say mimenu, that you have to wash your hands from the Kiyo itself. But since it says the word mimenu, that comes to mamayit something that you should know a Kli Choyel you cannot use. So the Gemara Yochi itself, you make this miyah to say, mimeno, that you have to only wash your hands from the Kiyah itself, says so Kli Sharis Nani, then even a Kli Sharis should also be puzzled. Maybe Vidavka only, you could only use the Kiyah and not stand any Kli Sharis in the base of Migdash. Samara says, no, Hariba Rachmani Yirchatsu. But still we have a Riba. The Pasuk says, Yirchatsu, an extra word Yirchatsu, to wash yourself, wash your hands, Mashma, not only from the Kiyah.
Yes, a Smashmi could use another Kli also.
So where's the question still? Omar Royis, How do you know to say which one yes and which one no? In other words, true, there's a miyut, the pasuk says, mimenu mashma, only from the kir itself and not from something else. Which we're saying now means the kli chol. But then the pasuk says, yirchatsu mashmi kwash, even from something else also. So how do you know to say it only means the kli shoris, and how do you know the mimenu means to exclude the kli chol? So that's a svar already. Zeh toyim mashicha kamo, v'zeh rein toyim mashicha kamo. That another kli shoris also had to have a mashicha, had to be anointed with the Shemana Mishka first. So it's a little bit like the kir. So that's the svar yichatsu means to include any other type of a kli that also had a mashicha, like a kli shoris. And the word mimenu, which is not only inside, not out, not another kli, that's coming to remind you of the kli chel. That's how I know the din of the Mishnah, a kli chel no, and a kli shoris, yes. Yeah. Omer Rash Lakish, Rash Lakish says, kol ha-mashlim l'mei mikvah. Any type of a liquid that helps to be mashlim, to fill up a mikvah, we'll soon see what that means. Mashlim l'mei kiyur, that same type of a liquid could also be used to fill up the shear of the kiyur. And we just said you have to have enough water in there to wash at least the hands and feet of four kohanim. So anything that's fit to fill up the shear of a mikvah is also kosher to fill up the shear of the mekir, but this same type of liquid, l'reviyas ein mashlim. That is the lacha, you have to wash your hands with a reviyas of water. This thing that fills up the mikvah is not kosher for reviyas. For reviyas, you need a reviyas of water and not of these things. So question, what are we talking about? Rashi explains that the Mishnah Mikvah that says, yesh malim v'loy poslim, certain things help to fill up a shear, but does not tassel the mikvah. In some, the opposite. So, what are we talking about now? So, much like this. Elaim, if you want to tell me, lemute tit haniduk, we're talking about now, type of sand, very thin sand, that's in the mikvah. It helps to be mashed from the shear of the mikvah. It also, even though you have sand in the mekir, it also helps to make up the shear. But it will not help to make up the shear for a vias. So, Gemara says, hey, Kedam, let's see. How bad, how thin is this, tit? Is this mud like? If a cow could bend down and drink from it, in other words, it's very thin, this tit, this type of pebbles. It's very thin, it's come out part of the water like, but an animal would drink it. Says, so then, it's even masculine for the shear of Revius also. The Kozman and Behemoth would drink from it, it's considered like regular water that's fit even to wash hands with. And the ain Parra Sheikha Vishimenu, if it's a little bit thicker, this type of mud, these pebbles, that a Parra cow would not bend down to drink from it, says so then Afilula Mikvanami Maslim. Such dirt like, such pebbles will not even help to be Maslim the Shiva Mikvah. That's not called Niduku, it's not called Titaniduk, Samanashuch. Titanidu that helps for the main mikvah would also help for revius of mayim. So what is the Shluck is saying that there's a certain type of a liquid that helps for a main mikvah and will not help for revius. So where it says Ella, what he meant to say was lemuta yafchushin adumim, red insects like red bugs that fall, that come out of the water, that are created from the water itself. So Gemara says, and so afilu b'nayonami, no, it's not true. And you got to wash your hands in these things alone. If your whole revius is made up from these things, like Rashi says, or no, not the revius, the mikvah. Rashi says, so we will be nayonami. Im kol ha mikvah nasa mehen. If the whole mikvah was made from these type of worms, like these type of fish, is also kosher. For a shlokish no, the shlokish only says, tashlom, it can only help you to finish off the shear of a mikvah. But mashma not to make up the whole mikvah. So if you're talking about now, this yachush nadum, these red like fish, even the whole mikvah is kosher. So Tanya, we learned from Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kol Shetchilosa Briyosa Min Amayim. Anything that was created in the water itself, Matvilim Boy, the latter used for mikvah to be tabled inside it. And the Yomer Reb Yitzchak Bar Avimi, Matvilim Be'enoi Shodag, you should know even allowed to be tabled in the eye of a fish. Be'enoi Shodag. So kids, these the Yavchushim, since they're also created from the water, it's kosher to be tabled in them. So that's not what Rosh Lakish is talking about. He only said that he used this substance to be mashlim the shear of a mikvah. And here it's a mashlim, the whole mikvah can be made from this. The Gemara says about it, Amara Popo, Lemute, Nosan, So, Vinotal, So. certain amount of loch of the mikvah is like this. That if you have a kosher mikvah of 40 saw, so then let's say another saw of apple juice falls in. But apple juice, may peiris, is not kosher for mikvah. But since you already have a kosher mikvah, now if a saw of apple juice falls in, it becomes like bottle to the mikvah. So it's considered now like you have 41 saws in the mikvah. Let's say later you take away a saw out of this mikvah. So the mikvah is still kosher. Why? Because she has 40 left over. Even though part of that 40 now is made up of apple juice. But that's a loch. Since before it fell in, it was a kosher mikvah ready. So therefore that's called nosan saw. You added a saw of apple juice into a kosher mikvah. And then later the notal saw. You took out of this mikvah now a saw's worth of water. So even though what's left over is exactly 40 saw, and part of that is apple juice, that apple juice helps, this is the case that it helps, to finish off the shear of a mikvah. The Tanakh, like we learned, mikvah shiyesh boi men saw, a mikvah that has 40 saw of water there, mukhavenes exactly. The halacha is no san saw, if you put a saw of things that are not fit to make the mikvah from, of mei peris, and then the notal saw, you take away your saw out of the mikvah, harais their kosher, still the mikvah is kosher. Because you started out to have 40 saw, so any saw that falls in after that is like bottle to the mikvah. But still, the Yomer of Yehuda Vashelo, Omer of As Yomer of Yechanan, Ad Rubai. When does this help? Only if there's still rays of the original water of the kosher mikvah here. But once you kept on putting in more and taking out, and now there's no more rays of kosher water out of these 40 saw left, you do not have at least more than 20 saw of kosher mayim there, then the mikvah does become possible. Ad Rubai, Rashi says, in Irvur Boi Mimina Malolo, if you mix up from these other type of things, like a juice, Ad Rubai She Mikvah Bula Rubai Bechlau, Ad Enesinah Tila Saw is still kosher. Now, Taisa speaks out that we say not all saw is kosher, that's the Shalom about May Paris. Avomayim Shuvim, Afilokolayam Kulis Kosher. The Rishon bottle. So he said, what about only Mayim Shuvim, which that's Magay Lot to our mikvahs, that even though we fill up, we have the bottom board that's kosher, but then we fill up the place and we go into the mikvah, and then we open up the hole and it's connected, the two waters. So a lot of times the water of the mikvah itself gets exchanged with the new water, Mayim Shuvim. So Taisa Shitrit is no psul, even though you do not have Rav of Mayim Sherim, when Mayim Shuvim falls into the mikvah, that's a bottle 100%. Here, even though it eventually comes out, maybe even the whole mikvah now is made out of Mayim Shuvim. But since it always started out with a kosher mikvah, and then you're only not sov and not al sov, no matter how much you end up with, it's always kosher. This is Tosfos Shita. The Maaseh of the Ravid Shita is not like this, that even by Mayim Shuvim also, there's the psul of not al sov and not al sov, ad rubai. That's what the Maaseh of the very Makbid Bezman is there. And the kvoy is to change even the original bor, or to be careful to make a bor underneath a bor, or a bor on the side of a bor, to make sure the water doesn't exchange so much that the original water of mem saw, you always have rov of that, is always kosher mikvah. To be yotze even the raiva chita. The tayy shita is the our gemara is only talking about the mei peiris. Now, sheik in mayim shuvim, you will not have this psul. That's what Rav Yehuda Bashelo Rav Asi says Rav Yechanan ad Ruvan. So on this, Rosh Lakish meant to say that when does this may peiris help, that's only to be mashlum a mikvah, or to be mashlum may kir, which has a lot of water, enough water to wash at least four kanim. Mashenken, for a small shear of revius of mayim that you need to wash your hands, now that even you have a revius of water there, and some apple juice falls in, and then you take that much amount out, here will be puzzle, because since you only start out with a revius of water, it's a small shear. So now if a little bit, a few more ounces of apple juice fell in, so right now it would be kosher. But if you take out 2 or 3 ounces out of here, so then what's left over, true, it's a revius left over, but it's not a complete revius of water. There's some apple juice mixed into it, that would be possible for the Nefilah Shadoyim. Since the revius is a small measurement, on here it would not help, just not al sov and us and sov. That's what Rosh Lakish meant to say. That it only helps for a mikvah, for a kir, which is a bigger shear, and not for the small shear of a revius. The Omerav Papa says, in kodach boy revius, matvilim boy machtin v'tinurius. Yishno, Rashi learns, in kodach means if you cut out like, you hollowed out another hole on the side of a mikvah. you had a mikveh that had exactly 40 so, it was a kosher mikveh. And now on the side of the mikveh, you hollowed out a hole that some water now flowed out of the mikveh into this hole in the ground. And now, lemaisa, there's no more 40 so left in the mikveh, but you have this new hole with a little bit of water. So he says, the chiddush Rav Papa, that you're allowed to be toivel there, yomach the mitzenarius. It means small needles, or small tenarius, small metal pieces that became tamei, you're allowed to be toivel them there. Even though in this new hole, there's no 40 saw. But still, hail, the reason is, since, only hechshera de mikvasya, since this water is coming from a kosher mikvah, it's coming out from a kosher mikvah 40 saw, therefore it's kosher now, lots will buy these small machten tenarius. Because mikra adin to be tevil machten tenarius, you don't have to have 40 saw. As long as you have enough water that you can be tevil them in, these pins or these small forks, it's kosher to make a tefillah. As long as the water came from a mikvah. Now, Omer, Rabbi Yirmiyam, Rash Lakish, may mikvah, water from a mikvah, sherim lemekiyor, you're allowed to use the mikvah water and put it into the mekiyor, and then the kanam can be mekadosh the hands from this water. So, Lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? Deloy mayin chayim ninu, that you do not need a live water, that's water from a well, to come into the mekiyor. The mekiyor could be even from mikvah, which is stale water, not mayin chayim. So the Gemara, is this true? But Tanya would not like this. Look at the Brisa that says, Bamayim. First, the beginning of the Yikra says, Bamayim, talking about you have to wash off the insides, the kerbayim of a carbon. First, it says, Vihikriv, Vihakerev, Rakrayim, Yirchat, Bamayim. So we dash now, and the first, it says, Bamayim means Veloy Beyayin. You cannot wash them off the insides of the carbon with wine. And another joshua is b'mayim v'ledemozik, not even if it's diluted wine. We have two portions of water and only one portion of wine, still it's possible. Then we say b'mayim l'rabbi shamayim, that you're allowed to use any type of water. Rashi says it means v'afilu mechonosim, not only live water, live running water from a well, but even water that's stale in a hole. And then the Kal V'Chaymah L'Mei Kiyor, and the Brayer sends off from Kal V'Chaymah that you're allowed to use water from the Kiyor to wash the Kerbayim. So the question is, what's the Kal V'Chaymah? What's special about the water in the Kiyor? My Kal V'Chaymah L'Mei Kiyor. What do you mean to say it's a Kal V'Chaymah that for sure you could use the water in the Kiyor to wash off the Kerbayim? Lav doesn't mean to say the Mayim Chayim Ninu, that the extra Mayim is that it's live water, it's water that came from a mayan. So you see the Chor clearly that mekir has to bedafka be from well water mayan chayim, and not mayan that came from a chunosin from a mikvah. So you saw it at the kashin of Yim Yom Rosh Lakish. So Mar says, Lord, no, that's not the Kal V'Chaymah over here. I tell you the Kodesh. The Kal V'Chaymah is that the water inside the make in the kir has kedusha. The kir is the klisharis. So that's the Kal V'Chaymah, that if you use water that's Kodesh to wash off the kibayim, the insides of the carbon. So what's the question of kedusha malusa? He, the fact the water has kedusha, is that a mile? Is that something special? Is that something good? It's the opposite. V'otono, we learn like this. V'otono devei Rebbe Shmuel. Learn the base. Another Rebbe Shmuel like this. Mayim shem lem shem levoyo. So Rashi says, I'm not sure exactly where Tono Rebbe Shmuel is going on, but I call upon him when you see from him. So when the Pasuk says Mayim water, water means plain, simple water that does not have any other name onto it. With that shame lem, shumla, shame levaya, there's no other like nickname to it. Yotzu mekir goes out of this. When the Pasuk says plain water, it's not included in this.